This magazine contains 8 pages, approximate reading time, 14 minutes. Mississippi Talking Book Services, Reading Light, January 2024, read by Riley Houston. This recording contains the entire text of the print edition, except for advertising and captions to photographs. Mississippi Talking Book Services, Reading Light, January 2024. In this issue, New Mail Cards. Find out how our new mail cards can make your life easier. Art Contest. Information on entering American Printing House for the Blind's annual art competition. New Year, New You. Pick up a new skill or two with crochet and knitting books, and the supplies to begin. A New Look. We are shaking things up with the Reading Light. This is our first issue presented in a different format. There is an email version for our Bard users, a print copy for our large print direct patrons, and, of course, audio and braille versions. It also lives on the Talking Book Services website in audio and PDF formats at https://www.mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/the-reading-light-newsletter/. If you'd prefer to get your reading light in a different format, let us know. New mail cards. Some of our Books on Demand, BOD, patrons may have noticed a new card attached to the mailing card on their cases, and this represents a new quality of life feature. One of the advantages of BOD is that the cartridges are reused whenever a patron returns a book, but this also presents a problem for some patrons. Neither the case nor cartridge indicates the book's contents. The bookshelf feature, press and hold play stop, fast forward rewind, to select, play stop to confirm, was previously the only way to identify what books were on a cartridge, but this required putting the cartridge in the machine and then spending the time to listen to each book's title. From now on, the mailing card that contains the patron's address and MLC's return address will also come with an attached card that lists the first several books on the cartridge. For patrons who receive larger numbers of books per cartridge, only the first few will be listed due to the limited space on the cards. When the patron wishes to return the cartridge, they can either tear the card off or fold it in the reverse direction, revealing the return address. Then, simply drop the case in the mail as normal. While this feature most greatly assists patrons who are at least partially sighted, it may also be useful for patrons who have sighted caregivers, allowing them to identify which cartridge the patron wants more easily. We hope that this quality of life change will make it even easier for patrons to use Books on Demand and look forward to new innovations in Talking Books. APH Insights Art 2024 competition is now open. Deadline, March 29th, 2024. Since 1992, the American Printing House for the Blind has sponsored a juried art exhibition designed for artists of all ages who are blind and low vision. Submissions are selected based on originality of concept, expressive use of media, and artistic excellence. The artwork must be created by the artist with minimal assistance from anyone else. All work must be original and handmade, not constructed from a kit. Only one artwork may be entered per artist or group. Indicate whether your art is for sale. Original artwork valued less than $500 may be shipped to APH by March 29, 2024. Digital entries, photos of the artwork, may be sent on a flash drive, a CD, or as an email attachment to insights@APH.org. Artists may send up to 4 photos of a single artwork. Artists will be notified of acceptance, award, or non-acceptance by email. ship entries to the following address: APH Insights Art, American Printing House for the Blind, Incorporated, 1839 Frankfort Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206. If you have questions, please call 800-223-1839, extension 457, or email insights@aph.org. Bard Best Books of 2023. The results are in. We looked at the data for all of 2023 to see what author and what book were downloaded the most by Bard patrons. Top author, James Patterson, 172 downloads over 6 titles. Top book, The Boys from Biloxi by John Grisham, 62 downloads. For most of the last 100 years, Biloxi was known for its beaches, resorts, and seafood industry. It was also notorious for corruption and vice, which was controlled by a small cabal of mobsters, many of them rumored to be members of the Dixie Mafia. Keith Rudy and Hugh Malko grew up in Biloxi in the 60s and were childhood friends, as well as Little League All-Stars. But as teenagers, their lives took them in different directions. Life itself hangs in the balance in this sweeping saga, rich with history and with a large cast of unforgettable characters. DB110627. What about you? Did you read the most popular book or author in 2023? If not, it's not too late. New Year, New You. Want to learn a new skill in the new year? Make a resolution to take up knitting or crocheting in 2024 and check out some of these books. You can even request a knitting or crocheting starter kit, which comes with a cartridge of books, knitting or crochet needles, and a skein of yarn. Request your starter kit today and tell us which kit you'd like, knitting or crochet. These materials do not need to be returned. Knitting and Crochet for the Physically Handicapped and Elderly by Sheila Hollingworth shows how those with limited dexterity can take up knitting and crochet for their own enjoyment. Includes 33 knitting patterns and 18 crochet patterns, offering a variety of hats, scarves, gloves, socks, underwear, and jackets, which are easy to put on and take off. 1981. DB17892. Simple Crochet by Erica Knight. 20 projects for the home from textile designer and fashion consultant. Includes pillows, throws, rugs, baskets, bags, and slippers. Describes equipment and techniques. Step-by-step instructions require only a few basic stitches. 2003. DB58709. Crocheting in Plain English by Maggie Rigetti. Common sense approach to this handcraft that is appropriate for beginners and informative for more advanced crocheters. Covers its history and basic preparations, planning projects and stitch techniques, easy to follow lessons, finishing touches, and sensible solutions to nagging problems. 1988. DB54350. Knitting in Plain English by Maggie Rigetti. A practical guide for beginning and intermediate knitters. Using a good-humored, common-sense approach, provides patterns and easy-to-follow lessons to complete projects. Offers simple tips to facilitate the process and solutions to frequently asked questions. 1986. DB53868. Learn to Knit Afghan Book by Barbara G. Walker. Explains the beginner's basics, casting on, knitting, purling, and binding off. Provides instructions for some 63 patterns, combining the basic stitches in various knit-purl combinations: mosaic, slip stitch, twist stitch, cable, increase-decrease, and lace patterns. The completed squares are then stitched together to form an afghan. 1997 Introduction. 1974. BR 13739. Bookshelf Feature. When a cartridge containing more than one book is in the player, pressing and holding down your machine's green, square, play stop button will enter the bookshelf mode. In this mode, the user can select from the books available on the cartridge using the rewind or fast forward buttons. Pressing the play stop button again will exit the bookshelf on the selected book. The talking book machine will remember the book selected, even if the cartridge is removed from the player. Helpful hints and reminders. In order to maintain an active status as a TBS patron, you need to check out or download at least one item each calendar year. Maintaining an active status ensures that you receive this newsletter as well as other updates. When calling the Mississippi Library Commission, please identify yourself as a Talking Book Services patron. This will assist in getting your calls to the appropriate department. Please retain the box the digital player arrives in. This box can be used to send the item back if you need a replacement or decide to discontinue service. Do not use tape on the box. The player can be mailed back to the library via the Free Matter for the Blind and Physically Handicapped mail program. The free shipping label is marked on the box. Please do not write on the containers, cartridges, or the machines. All of our items are recycled and sent to other patrons after each use. You do not need to send back the new patron packet or used headphones. They are both yours to keep. The Reading Light is written and edited by the staff of the Mississippi Library Commission's Talking Book Services Department. It is available in Braille, through email, in large print, as well as via MP3 audio on our website. Library service hours, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Phone, 601-432-4151 or 1-800-446-0892, toll free. Fax, 601-432-4476. Email, talkingbooks@mlc.lib.ms.us. Website, http://mlc.lib.ms.us/tbs/. Web catalog, https://tbsopac.mlc.lib.ms.us/. Facebook, https://www.facebook.com/MS Library Commission/. This publication is partially funded under the Federal Library Services and Technology Act, administered by the Mississippi Library Commission for the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Mississippi Talking Book Services Reading Light, January 2024. Read by Riley Houston. Recorded in the Talking Book Studios of Friends of Handicapped Readers, Jackson, Mississippi, February 2024. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you experience any difficulty with this recording, please contact your cooperating library.